Hi, it's Mike. I called in here on audio boo. It's Saturday the 14th of February. Heading up the town to the park. At this point, I've just entered and passing up the side of the burn off what's called the Meadow Park or the Meadie Park. There's a game of football, and they do have games, mostly the amateur teams that occasionally play here at the weekend. Say amateur, I'm not quite sure what level they're at, to be honest. They've all got nice strips, so, you know. The thing that concerns me is that I wonder just how many of those will be cleaning dog poo off their boots and shorts at the end of the match. Because that's the really big, probably the biggest dog poo area set aside for the dog owners. Yes, I'm being facetious. So many people allow their dogs to poo in that park. It's a play park. It's a meadow play park, entertainment park, festivities park, whatever. So many things are held in this park. But yes, people let their dogs poo in it, and then they'll maybe make an effort to lift it up. But I've crossed that park many a time and never lift my head up from the grass. Wouldn't trust it. So, go on, get in there, man. Did I tell you I hate football? Don't hate it. I've no time for it. Anyway, I wanted to talk about our new windows, which were fitted yesterday, installed. We had got two or three estimates way back, beginning of the year, January, early January, and I have to say that I was amazingly impressed with the Everest. If you don't know Everest Company, in this country, Everest is the top manufacturer of windows and conservatories and doors, etc. And they're also the most expensive, I believe. But when I saw, because this guy come along, the rep, as it were, came along, it was 3 hours in their house, and they even carry cross sections off their windows to demonstrate how the insulation, the security features, so many. It's just you know, I'm not going to go through them all. But between their demonstration, as it were, of the quality of the product and with the reputation, and with the two other companies, one who didn't impress me at all, because the one of the fitters came at the end of the day with his mates when he came in and basically had a look around. Yes, yeah, we can do that and do that, and we'll get the boss will get back to you with a price. He took a note, but not great measurements, to be honest with you. He took a note of the windows, and I says, will he email me, or what will he do? Will he write a letter? He says, no, he'll probably write a letter. He's old school. I says, well, that's okay. So about 2 weeks later, I got a missed call, so it was a voicemail message, and it was the boss telling me what his estimate would be for the windows, and he'd also asked for a quote on double glazing the roof of the conservatory or replacing it, and part of his voicemail was that he'd get back to me on the conservatory. And I thought, you haven't even come out and taken full measurements or anything, you know. God, that's not the way to deal, you know. That's not the way to run a business. And they came recommended, by the way, from friends of ours, but anyway. So, cut a long story short, we decided to, we got the quote from Everest. We decided, yeah, it's actually, my wife was surprised because she expected to pay an awful lot more. I expected to pay a good bit more, and we were actually very surprised what we got the windows for. And at the end of the day, we had known that they were doing special offers with the triple glazing. So we asked the rep, you know, what would be the additional cost, but I gave him the caveat that if it's going to be too much, we just wouldn't bother, we'll just get the double glazing. And in actual fact, it only cost another £1,000 to have all our windows done triple glazing, which is up to the latest standard. So we went with that. I was just so impressed with the quality of the goods that Everest were displaying to us, you know, and how the guy explained everything in detail. It was incredible. Okay, 3 hours in your house, you just want them to come in an hour and go out, but he was a nice guy. He was so methodical in displaying things and showing us everything, even to the extent where he explained. Now this is clever stuff. He explained that, as you may know, in double glazing, between the two panes of glass is a gas, an inert gas called argon. I said, yes, I knew that. And he says, what most manufacturers do is they have a couple of holes drilled, pre-drilled in the frame at the bottom. And when they're assembling that, they then pump argon gas into the air gap and then plug those little holes with neoprene rubber grommets, which seals the holes off and keeps the gas inside. And he explained that what happens in time is that with sunshine and the heat of sun baking inside and then shrinking when cold nights and the weather, that these little grommets eventually start to leak the argon gas. And as soon as they start to leak the argon gas, your efficiency of your double glazing then depletes completely. Not overnight, but it will eventually. And he says, what they do is, they don't do that. They have a special chamber room, and they assemble the panes of glass into double or triple glazing within this room chamber, which is full of argon gas. It's just full of argon gas. I guess the guys wear some kind of suit with breathing apparatus, probably piped in or something. And so when they assemble the panes into their sealed frame, as it were, they're already, the air is only argon gas. So they're already full argon gas. So there's no need to have pre-drilled holes. There's no need to have bungs, little rubber bungs, anything like that. I was just so impressed, and then all these special coatings on the glass that they do to allow heat to come in or not, or keep the house warm. And then you also have your sound insulation qualities. So anyway, that's enough details, I guess, that you need to know. So we were told that beginning of the week they were going to come yesterday, Friday, and to install the windows. And my wife bailed off to her sisters in their hometown for the day, because obviously the windows were going to be coming out and the house was going to be very cold and drafty, which it was. So I just did my own thing, let the guys go on, made them tea and coffee and fed them wee bits now and again just to keep them going. Got on well with them. And I have to say, there was two squads came, so we had five guys, two big vans, and they were professional from, the very start. The first two I met at the door, two young guys in the Everest regalia, and introduced themselves, shook hands. When do young people shake your hand out unless you're at a party? But anyway, from there right to the end, so professional. The job was incredibly well done. We had, because we were leaving our sills, the internal sills, we wanted them left because the wood effect, which is teak, matched the door frames and the skirting. And so we wanted them left. We didn't want new white in our sills, as it were. So we were having the rosewood effect outside, which matched the original windows to a certain extent. But instead of having brown inside like the original windows, we were going to have white to lighten the house, as it were. This is what we're trying to do. So anyway, we thought that when they'd taken out the old windows and put in the new windows, that obviously they would have broken the decorative seal between paint, between the window frame and the sills, and also up the sides and across the top of the window where the walls had been emulsioned, etc, etc. And we thought we'd have to do redecoration. Then the rep assured us we wouldn't, but I thought, yeah, there's going to be something. You know this, I went through every window. You would have swore that it was all built at the one time. There wasn't one single piece. You wouldn't even believe that they had knocked out your own windows, put their new windows in. It was so damn professional, I have to say that. And when my wife came back down, she was blown away, absolutely blown away with the finish, and couldn't believe that it had all been done in a few hours. Incredible stuff. So I'm going to give top whack to Everest. Yes, they may be the dearest, but what we paid, actually, we consider it to be pretty damn reasonable, considering that we were getting 7 windows done, 4 of which are just short of 2 metres long. I can't remember what the height is. What's the height? It's just over a metre. 1.2 metres, something like that, high. They were all the same height, but the 4 long ones and 3 shorter ones. But the longer ones, which are really big windows, just short of 2 metres, you know, panoramic windows. So you know, you could understand the expense in replacing these. But we were just, we're over the top. My wife's still going on about it yet before I left the house, how impressed she was with the whole effect. So yes, we're giving top whacks, 10 out of 10 to Everest for sure, for the quality of everything from start to finish. I'm going to just tell you before I finish, one little thing. I alluded to this in my morning thoughts this morning. We went to bed last night. Bear in mind, this is the latest triple glazing. We went to bed last night and we were lying in bed and we thought, can't hear a thing. We can't even hear the road. Now, we're back, way back from the road, so... But we do still hear traffic, you know, with the old windows at least, you know. So we're lying in bed and we couldn't hear a thing. And we slept even more soundly than normal. And we got up this morning and I said to my wife, you know, I didn't even hear the house sparrows this morning, which usually start chirping like mad, the little flock of birds, you know, early in the morning. And have woken us, in fact, they woke us just the morning before, chirping away like mad outside the window. I said, I didn't even hear the birds this morning. She says, I can't hear a thing. So while we were, after we'd had our shower and our breakfast, this morning, the birds I knew were in the tree. They came back to the weeping larch tree outside the bedroom window. And I went to the front door. I didn't open it. I just stood in the vestibule hall and I could hear them chirping like mad. I went back into the bedroom and I couldn't hear a thing. Now, they're outside the window. I couldn't hear a thing. And while we were putting the redecoration, we were putting the curtains up and the vertical blinds and, you know, things like that around the window, putting them up to before I left, we just couldn't believe it. We couldn't even hear the road. Now, not to say we won't hear anything. Maybe we'll get used to it and then start to hear things again, but it's just incredible. So if you're into getting new windows, get the triple glazed ones. They're bloody good. So there you go. We're really pleased. You know, oftentimes you spend money on things and you think, well, you know, we overspent on that, and the quality was good, but it wasn't that good. I have to say that every penny we paid Everest, and as I said, which was nowhere near the fortune we expected to pay, it was totally justified. If they asked me to write a review, I'm going to give them 5 stars. I think that's about the limit on the internet. But yes, professionalism from start to finish. The quality, I mean, you'd have to actually have an Everest rep come to your home and display all the features. The safety features are unbelievable. Even to the effect that the bead for the glass that holds the whole frame, you know, once the glasses, glazed parts are put in, is in the inside of the house, not the outside, so that no one can pry the bead out and take the glass out. Triple locking mechanisms and, oh my God, it's unbelievable stuff. Everest. Everest picked her name because, being Everest, you were top of the world. Many a company has used things like that, Apex, and what's the other one? There's another one that's meant to discern being at the top, I can't remember. Anyway, Everest obviously picked her name for that, and I have to say, they got it from me. Yes, they definitely are. They definitely are. Great stuff. And we should now have the bonus of a much warmer house, because that old double glazing was certainly letting a hell of a lot of heat go right out through to the outside. So now we're going to save in bills. And there's another wee job coming up, and then there's another wee job coming up. I'll talk about them later. Cheers, bye now.